A pandemic of missing and stolen dogs. That's what animal groups are calling a spate of disappearances and suspected dog thefts all over the country. Cian McCormack has the story. What's been happening, Cian?
Well, Rachel, dogs are going missing all over the country. You just have to look online. There are social media pages dedicated to missing and stolen dogs. One such page is called Missing Dogs Ireland. It's on Facebook. It has over 15,000 members. And its administrator, Lynn Cullen, says there has been a sharp rise in dog disappearances.
Well, I am doing this about 10 years now. The last few weeks, it has just got out of hand. It's actually like a pandemic of missing and stolen dogs. Every single hour of the day, somebody's dog is gone. Missing, stolen, never to be seen again.
You helped reunite a dog with its owner in Limerick. What happened?
I helped reunite a dog that had been missing for 2 weeks, and 3 weeks later, the dog was stolen again.
Cian, what's driving this theft? Why now?
Well, the market appears to be driving it. And why now? There's just a bigger demand now. Charities like the DSPCA say more people decided to get dogs during the pandemic because they're at home more. And this means prices have shot up. Pete Roach has watched this closely in Galway.
We have five little miniature Jack Russells that we're very proud of. There's quite a phenomenal demand for such, I know that before the lockdown, the value of a miniature Jack Russell would be somewhere in the region of 100 to 150, maybe 200 max. Right now, on any of those sites, they are asking in the region of anywhere between 600 and 1,000 euro for 6 and 7 week old pups. They are being stolen left, right and centre to satisfy a gluttony that's out there by some who are willing to steal and sell them on at prices like I just quoted. Very fortunately, a very good an associate of ours gave me the tip-off that our little breeding pair, our breeding trio, were going to be lifted. Now, I can tell you, Cian, that we had a miniature stolen on us before. It broke the hearts of a lot of people in our house. We don't want a repeat of it. And to be honest, microchipping or not, they'll still steal them. So it's a word of caution to people. Mind what you have. Don't leave them unattended.
Don't leave your dogs unattended. Pete Roach is also a Fine Gael councillor in Galway and he plans to raise this issue at Galway's County's Joint Policing Committee. And meanwhile, the dog charity there, which is called Modra, is deeply concerned. Here's its co-founder, Marina Fiddler.
Unfortunately, there has always been dogs going missing, alleged stolen, but it does have to seem to have ramped up a lot at the moment now. But I know that from some of the dogs that have been stopped at the port, that some of these are adult dogs that have been taken from somewhere. We're very concerned about the fact that the price of dogs is rising and that they're seen as so lucrative now, because obviously it will encourage people to steal or to take dogs that they find and not give them back. It will also encourage unscrupulous people who think that they can make easy money by breeding a dog. And so, yes, we're very concerned about it.
Marina Fiddler there of Modra. Cian, obviously this isn't just a Galway problem, it's nationwide. You've been talking to the DSPCA in Dublin.
Yeah, that's right. It's concerned. It says there's been an increase in the number of animals going missing, but it hasn't been inundated with reports of stolen dogs. Here is the DSPCA's Gillian Bird.
We're always concerned when animals go missing because it's tragic for the family when an animal goes missing. Absolutely. And if there is now a trend in people stealing animals, we have to be very concerned as to sort of say, well, why are they stealing them? Are they stealing puppies? Are they stealing adults? Are they specifically stealing animals? Have they scouted them out to see, is it a breeding female? Has she not been neutered? Can she produce puppies so they can breed them for the very hungry audience out there of people who are desperate to get puppies and are paying huge amount of money? So it is definitely a concern of ours.
You've been talking to one family, Cian, whose dog went missing.
Yeah, I have. And it really is devastating for families when their dogs go missing. The Davitt family in Dublin is heartbroken after their 11-year-old Jack Russell, Jack, went missing. Here's Lisa Davitt.
My dog, Jack, has gone missing. He went missing between 12:20 and 1:10 on Monday, the 22nd of June. He just disappeared. So we don't know. We feel maybe he was taken. He's my mom's baby. She always referred to him as my baby. She's distraught without him, as we all are. We're not eating. We're not sleeping. He's a very valued member of the family.
What are your concerns?
You know, just petrified that he's like fretting and he's upset and he doesn't understand why he's not with us anymore and getting cuddles and, yeah, not the horrible things that you fear that he's going through right now.
Can you elaborate on that for me?
Yeah, just from what you hear, the stories of potentially dog fighting rings or being bred on, say, like puppy farms. So I'm just praying that that's not happening to him. We're heartbroken. We're truly devastated and worried. We're crushed. But absolutely crushed.
Is there any small thing that's now gone from your life?
His little face. Just missing him, looking in your eyes and giving you like a lick or a cuddle or a wiggle, like just his company. Honestly, I can't imagine never seeing him again. It's the not knowing and the lack of closure. Do you know, if he passed away, he passed away. You'd grieve him and you'd know. It's just, yeah, the torture of wondering what he's going through. And yeah, it's I miss him. I need my Jack back.
Lisa Davitt there. Well, more details on Jack are on the Facebook page Get Jack Home Safe. And finally, Gardaí are aware of dog thefts. Its crime prevention unit has guidelines and warns people to watch their dogs. If a dog is stolen, it should be reported immediately to Gardaí. Rachel.